Hi everybody, welcome to my presentation here on Michael's Saturday Surprise for this Saturday. Would like to start things off with The Cisco Kid, June 16th, 1953, The Saga of Morbid Jones.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Saga of Morbid Jones. In the early days of the West, it was common practice for a prospector to work a claim for a while, then board it up and go on to new diggings, planning to return and reopen the old one later on. Then, in the middle 1870s, a law went into effect that unless a claim was open and being worked by midnight of a certain date, the owner would forfeit his claim. Because of this law, indirectly, the Cisco Kid rode into one of his grimmest adventures. Our story opens in the old ghost town of Dalyville, high in the mountains. It is winter, and a blizzard is raging. Two men are huddled close to a stove in the living quarters of a big ramshackle building once used for storage.
Put some more wood in that stove, Bert.
Yep. Sure is a beaut of a storm, Dan. Must be close to zero, too.
That's all right with me. If Morbid Jones ain't up here in two more hours to reopen that old claim of his, I'm taking it over. And I don't think Morbid's coming up this mountain on a night like this.
Then why don't we light this here lamp, Dan?
Because I ain't taking any chances, that's why. There's a fortune in mineral barren quartz under Morbid's placer diggings, and maybe somebody else besides me knows about it.
Suppose somebody comes up that trail, you watch
him. I'll blast him down with this rifle. The lamp was lit. I couldn't watch down the trail.
And Morbid won't be up here tonight.
Maybe that wife of his will make him come up.
Didn't know he was married.
I got married about a year ago. Never seen her, but they say she stands 6'3" and weighs 250.
Oh.
And if she's heard about this new law going to affect her... Hey, somebody's coming up the trail.
Let's see.
Way down there through the snow, down by the bend.
Maybe that's Morbid and his wife, huh?
Maybe. Can't tell yet. No matter who they are, as soon as they get up closer, they're going to stop some of this lead.
Santo Cisco, Pancho, never so cold in old Pancho's life.
Slap your arms around your body, Pancho, like this. It'll help to keep you warm.
Pancho, too cold to keep warm, Cisco.
Well, we'll be up in the old town another minute or so. We'll find shelter, amigo.
Find a stove, too, Cisco.
See, should be able to find a stove. The miners seldom bother to take away their stoves when they left.
Pancho, build a fire in the stove and then crawl into the stove.
It's not a bad idea, Chico. I feel like doing that myself. If I had known this storm was going to come up so suddenly, we would not have left the friends we were visiting. Anyway, we should be glad we remembered this old ghost town is the only shelter for miles around here.
See, Pancho, glad, Cisco. Pancho, happy.
Ah, there's the first building of the town up ahead of us, amigo. We'll be there very soon now. Mother mía. Down off your horse, Pancho. Get behind these trees.
See, Cisco, but Pancho's so stiff from the cold. Pancho, that... Hey, Pancho, get down. The bullet hit Pancho's sombrero, Cisco.
It's chaotic, whoever they are.
They think they shoot at Cisco and Pancho, Cisco. Or they think they shoot at somebody else.
I do not know. No matter what they think, they are shooting at us. Hold that fire, you hombres. That is enough for that. I do not like to be shot at, Pancho.
What do we do, Cisco?
I'm going to get up to that building by using these trees as a shelter, and then I'm going to go in.
No light in the building.
I can see in the dark as well as they can. Besides, the whiteness of the snow gives a little light. You can't stay here, Pancho.
Cisco, go, Pancho, go.
Very well, then come. One I get my hands on those hombres.
There's the door, Cisco. We break it down, no?
Hey, use your shoulder, Pancho. Hey. I will do the same.
Hey, look out, Dan. They're coming in.
Watch the door, Pancho.
Let him have it, Birch. Cut him down.
You better learn how to shoot, hombre. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to find out also who you are.
Pancho, think that settled you, hombre.
Pancho, light a match and see if there's a candle or a lamp in this place.
Si, Cisco. A little light in here from the old stove fire. And Pancho, light a match. There's the lamp. And Pancho, light it.
Now, hombres, why were you trying to kill us?
Well, we thought you were somebody else.
Yeah, somebody who's coming up to steal our claim. Easy with them fists, mister. I don't want no more of them.
Next time, be sure who it is before you start shooting.
Yeah, not sure. That's our mistake, partner. What are you two doing up here?
It is our business, hombre.
Pancho, Cisco, come up here to get out of the cold, hombre.
Pancho, we do not have to explain to these two.
Yeah, you ain't got any interest in any of these claims?
I know nothing of the claims, and I care less. But mi compañero and I are going to spend the night up here. If there's any more shooting, I'll be happy to start this fight all over again.
Hey, Pancho, who'd you hear? Hey, Cisco, watch to see you not shoot.
Remember what I said, hombres? Come on, let's go, Pancho.
My death of cold, Mrs. Jones. That's what'll happen.
Oh, stop your yapping, Mr. Jones. Somebody had to get you up here to reopen that claim before midnight, and being your wife was up to me.
I'm catching cold now. Listen.
Oh, quit it. Why, you're tougher than a buffalo skull.
Oh, no, I ain't. I'm delicate.
Delicate? Well, I mind the time I hit you over the head twice with a rolling pin for staying out and playing poker all night.
Ooh.
And it didn't even make you blink.
Oh, coming up this here back trail is awful. Wind sweeps down it worse than on the main. Exposure, Mrs. Jones.
Well, here's the town. Now, where's that shack you used to live in?
Right here, Mrs. Jones. Oh!
Oh, there.
Oh, got a pain in my chest, too. This is the beginning of the end, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, honest, I never seen a man that took so much pleasure in being gloomy. Why, ain't any wonder they call you morbid, Mr. Jones.
Now, you can chop the kindling and get the fire going, Mrs. Jones. I'm going to get right into my bunk and pile on them there blankets.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Huh?
Nothing's the matter with you, Stepping. You're plumb lazy.
Oh.
Come on, now. Come on. Help me get this gear in the house. Now, you can tend to them things while I sweep off the place and make it fit to live in.
Yeah,
and get the horses into the stable and feed them, too.
Oh.
And there's no need to groan. That don't fool me. Hey.
Huh?
There's a light, Mr. Jones, over in that shack there.
Probably a gang of bandits hiding out in there. If so, they'll kill us, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, kill us nothing. Maybe it's that skunk Dan Ryan you told me about. The one that always wanted your claim so bad. Yes, sir, that's who it is. Couldn't be anybody else up there. Now you take over the housework, Mr. Jones. I'm going into action.
Here you are, Pancho. These hot coffee will warm you up.
Gracias, Cisco. Pancho woman now. It's a good stove. It's a good fire.
Si, we were lucky to find a shack that is fairly weathertight. Yeah, drink some of that coffee.
Si. I suck was hot, Cisco. Hot like those bullets, no?
Well, not quite, amigo.
Pancho still like to know who they think they shoot at, Cisco.
Si, we'll probably not know.
Uh-huh.
They leave us alone for the rest of the night, and I think they will.
Si.
We will leave them alone.
Uh-huh.
Now I'll go out to the shed just to make sure Diablo and Loco have enough hay.
And Pancho go the next time, Cisco.
He's all right, Chico. Sit by the fire and get warm.
Hot coffee make Pancho sleepy. Pancho get warm. Wind sound like a ghost. Ghost! Ghost town. That mean ghost, no? Pancho think that wind is a ghost. And Pancho pick up a big chunk of wood. If that old ghost come in here, Pancho hear a door open. That not Cisco this quick. Pancho not dare to turn around. Maybe the ghost. Maybe one of the hombres. Pancho must fight, so turn around and throw the chunk of wood.
Try to kill me, would you? I'll show you, you fat scoundrel!
No, madre mía!
You throw a hundred me where you're crying!
No, senor. They did not hit Pancho like this.
Pack up and get out of this camp, Prado, or I'll slugger. brains out!
Pancho, not Ryan, senor. Hey,
what are you doing rubbing in here?
The senor kicked Pancho out of the stove. He says,
another one of you, huh? Well, I can lick you, too.
Mr. Senora, we didn't wish to fight with you.
Well, I sure wish to fight with you.
That is enough, senora.
Go on my wrist. Let me go now.
Not let her go, Cisco. She wrecked the place.
Cisco, is that what he said?
Si, senora. Now, perhaps you will explain what you mean by such actions.
You're the Cisco Kid?
Si.
Well, who's he?
Mi compañero, Pancho.
Well, what do you know? I took him for this Dan Ryan Mr. Jones has told me about.
Who, Dan Ryan, senora?
Oh, he's an ornery galoot that wants Mr. Jones' claim. Mr. Jones is my husband, Cisco.
Jones?
Everybody calls him Morbid Jones.
Oh, si, senor Morbid. Of course, Pancho and I know senor Morbid.
Yeah, we shared the meals when he used to prospect, no?
Is he up here in this camp?
Why, sure. We come up the back trail, Cisco. Just got in a few minutes ago. You see, there's a new law now, and if a man don't reopen his old claim by midnight, he's got to forfeit it.
Well, I did not know about that. You say this Ryan hombre wants your husband's claim, senora?
He sure does.
I'm beginning to understand the meaning of those shots. What does this Ryan look like, senora?
Well, I never saw him myself, Cisco.
Does he know you and Senor Morbid have arrived at this camp?
Far as I know, he don't.
But he will know it before long. Where is your shack, senora?
Oh, just down the old street a jog.
Take me there at once, please. I must talk to your husband as soon as possible.
Good thing you thought of that old back trail, Birch. There's a light in that shack ahead of us. That used to be Morbid Shack. Chances are that's him in there now.
What about the light in that other shack over there?
That's him two hombres.
I'd sure like to get them. My jaw still aches.
First we get Morbid.
What if his wife's with him?
Then we do away with the both of them. The snow will cover up all our tracks, just in case them two hombres see this light and come over here to call.
If we get Morbid and his old woman, what are we going to do with them?
There's a trap door in the floor of our shack. Fellas tried to dig a cellar there, then changed his mind after he got it half dug. We'll drag him over and dump him down there, Birch.
Well, that sounds safe enough.
I'm going to look through the window. Hey, Morbid's in there alone. You stay here and keep an eye out just in case his wife's around. I'll go in and take care of him.
Guns?
No, not with the mother hombre's in earshot. This piece of iron pipe. Howdy, Morbid.
Ryan. What you doing here?
I come here for just one reason, Morbid. Here it is.
Look out, you now. Hey!
That fixes him good and proper. Hey, Birch, come in here and give me a hand. Morbid's mighty heavy.
It seems that Cisco and Pancho will arrive too late to save Morbid Jones. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Saga of Morbid Jones. Upon taking refuge from a sudden blizzard in the ghost town of Dalyville, high in the mountains, Cisco and Pancho found that others were there. First, two men who shot at them as they rode up the trail, and second, an old friend, Morbid Jones, and his battle-axe wife. As we return to our story, Cisco and Pancho, led by Mrs. Jones, are just arriving at Morbid Shack.
Mr. Jones will be awful glad to see you, Cisco.
We'll be glad to see him, senora. Also, it is urgent that we see him.
Why'd you call your husband Mr. Jones, senora?
Well, I call him Mr. Jones, and he calls me Mrs. Jones, because we believe the dignity of marriage can best be upheld with formality, Pancho.
And Pancho's cousin Enos called her husband Porfirio Skunk.
Well, that ain't for Mr. Jones and I. Here we are. Mr. Jones, here's a couple of old friends. Mr. Jones!
Stop the snow off your feet, Pancho.
Si.
Come on in, boys.
Gracias.
Gracias.
I don't know where Mr. Jones could have gone.
Maybe he out with the horses, senora.
Maybe. Would you mind going out to see Pancho?
Pancho not mine, senora.
Well, I guess that's where he is, feeding the horses.
Oh, I'm afraid not, senora. There are those big pools of melted snow on the floor. I do not believe Senor Morbid would bring in all that snow on his shoes.
No, he wouldn't. I got him broke better than that, Cisco. Look, there's blood on the floor.
See, I was just looking at it. Senora, you wait here. Pancho and I'll be back later.
Well, where are you going, Cisco?
I think I'm going to finish something I started a little while ago.
Open the door, Birch, and we'll get him inside.
Yep. Oh, by thunder, he's heavy lugging. All right, in with him.
Yep. Yeah, dump him down here, Birch, for now. Go shut the door and bolt it. I'll get this trap door up. And the blasted thing stuck down. There it is. Now, I'll roll him down into the old cellar hole.
Ought to cover him up in case anybody comes prowling around here.
Yeah, we'll make sure nobody does. And then throw them old buffalo hides over them if you want to.
Well, might as well.
Yeah, good enough. Yeah, not quite an hour to midnight. Yeah, you know, Birch, I don't believe Morbid will get his claim reopened tonight.
Or any other night.
Pancho, do not lag so far behind.
Pancho, not see where he goes. He's going to snow in Pancho's face.
Walk in my footsteps and you will not have to look up, amigo. We must hurry.
Cisco thinks your hombre has got Senor Morbid?
Oh, I'm certain of it, Pancho. The reason they shot at us when we came up the trail was because they thought one of us was Morbid Jones.
So now we make the rescue, Senor Morbid, huh?
We're going to try to, Pancho. He's still alive. Un momento. Wait.
What, Cisco?
There's the hombre shack ahead of us.
Huh?
This time we'll be on the watch for anyone who approaches. This time they will shoot to kill.
Me not rush the door again, Cisco.
No, this time we will not. I have a plan, Pancho. Now listen carefully.
Getting pretty tired of plodding up through the snow, ain't you, Dolly? All right, I'll give you a rest. Whoa. Pretty hard job being a mine inspector's horse on a night like this, ain't it, old girl? Make you walk clear up a mountain just so as we can see if Morbid Jones or any of these other hombres are going to reopen their claims. But don't blame me for it, Dolly. Blame the government for passing that new law. And we're most there. I see a light in the shack just ahead of us. Come on, get up. You'll be there in just a couple of seconds more, Dolly. I wouldn't wonder but what that was Morbid shack. I want to see him anyway. See if he's going to reopen. So we just stop. Whoa. I'll be right back, Dolly. Well, howdy, ma'am. Is this Morbid Jones' place?
It sure is, and you come in here.
What?
I know who you are. You're that blind skunk. And you kidnapped Mr. Jones.
Easy, ma'am, easy.
And you're back here to get me to sign over my right in his claim, you thieving mongrel.
Hey, ow.
Now, where's Mr. Jones?
I don't know where. You got this wrong, ma'am. Great chunk of your house.
You tell me where he is or I'll beat the tar out of you.
Look out, that hurts, ma'am.
You're gonna hurt more, you bastard.
Now, wait a minute.
Just give me one good whack at your jaw.
Ooh.
There. Knocked him plumb out. Now I'll tie him up with this here pack strap and then go tell Cisco I've got that Ryan bandit.
Now, Pancho, here's what I want you to do.
Uh-huh.
Stay behind this pile of wood and shoot at the shack where those hombres are.
Pancho, not shoot to kill Cisco.
No, no. Just shoot to draw their fire and their attention away from me.
What Cisco do?
Well, I will go around back and get in through a window or a door.
No light in the shack still, Cisco.
Of course there's no light. I would not want to draw attention to the shack.
And Cisco sure the Senor Morbid in there, no?
No, Pancho, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure those hombres know where Senor Morbid is.
See?
And that is what I'm going to find out.
Uh-huh.
And start shooting as soon as I get around back of the shack.
Pancho shoot at the shack, Cisco, but how Cisco know he get in there?
Oh, these old shacks always have a back door or window, Pancho. I will get in.
Uh-huh.
The important thing is for you to draw the fire of those hombres away from me. Now start shooting, Pancho.
You in there, bandido? Pancho shoot at you so you'll not get out. Pancho shoot again. This time, two shoots. See, hombre, you in there, all right. Pancho keep you in there. So, you shoot at Pancho, huh? But you not hit Pancho. We play the game of shoot at each other.
Might be a trick, man. There's only one of them sidewinders out there. I can see the flashers of only one gun. Take a look out into the back room.
Yeah, Bert, it's a good idea. You keep firing. Someone might have sneaked in the back window. I'll take a look.
I'll save you that trouble, hombre.
Look out, Dan. It's Cisco.
It's you again, is it? Finish you up quick this time, Cisco.
They sighted out, hombre.
I'll take this fat one, Dan.
While I can reach you, hombre, you will take no one.
We'll see about that.
That we will, hombre, and right now. Now, hombre, this is for you.
Wait a Cisco. Pancho here now. Who can Pancho fight? Get your hands up, hombre.
There's no one left for you to fight, Pancho.
Huh?
Light the lamp and you can see for yourself. Gracias, Pancho. Uh-huh. Now I can see what we are doing. I was sure Senor Morbid would be in this cabin.
Pancho not see Senor Morbid here, Cisco. Pancho think he blow away with the wind like a ghost, maybe.
No, Pancho. I told you many times there's no such thing as a ghost.
Yeah, no ghost. But where that noise come from, huh? There it go again, Cisco.
The noise comes from the floor, Pancho. Hmm? Let me see now. There's a ring in the floor.
The iron ring, Cisco.
It's a trap door, Pancho. Here, I lift it up.
Hmm?
Santo, it's heavy.
It's heavy, Cisco. What Pancho tell you, the ghost, no?
Madre mia, say you're morbid. This is your ghost, Pancho.
See, ghost alive, too, eh?
Is that you, Cisco?
Si, senor morbid.
Oh, Cisco, I'm a goner.
You are far from that, senor. Come up here into the room. Take my hand. Come on.
Oh, it ain't no use, Cisco. Sure enough, a goner.
You talk very loud for a goner, Cisco.
See, he does. Here, let me help you. Come on. There we are.
Oh, nice, Cisco. I sure thought they had me. Where is them two pack rats anyways?
They both asleep in the corner, senor. And Cisco put them to sleep. Wham, bang, crash. They both asleep, all right.
Well, dog my cat, Cisco. I sure don't know how to thank you.
Oh, that is all right, senor. I'm glad that we found you before the zombies had a chance to get your claim.
Oh, but they sure did give me one good beating.
Pancho, they think you dead and throw you down that cellar. Do you think you dead too, senor?
Oh, no? I sure did, Pancho. Well, when I come to, I got to thinking now, which I says is worse, to be dead and quiet like, or to be alive and have to keep a listening to Mrs. Jones? I don't know but what I'd sooner be dead.
No, senor Morbid, that is no way to look at things. I think you should have a very, very happy life with Senora Jones.
It's just that you don't know her, Cisco. Why, she sure has got a mind and a will of her own. Why, that there woman...
Well, that is just the point I want to make, senor. She has a mind of her own, but you also have a mind. There are times when you should assert yourself, senor.
What that means, Cisco?
Assert yourself? Well, that means, well, in the case of Senor Morbid, he should be firm with her.
Oh.
He should have his own way some of the time. He should put his foot down.
Pancho understand. If Senora Jones, Pancho, senora, Pancho put his foot down good. Right in her face.
Oh, talk's easy, Pancho. You just don't know that woman. Why, I would no more think.
Now, that is your trouble, senor. If you take the upper hand just once, I am sure your troubles will be over.
Well, I don't know about that.
Cisco, I got that Dan Ryan tied up at the shack. I knocked him out.
But is not that the Dan Ryan hombre lying there, senora? I thought I heard the one called the other one Dan.
Yeah, well, sure, that's Ryan all right, the coyote.
Well, then who'd I knock out?
Probably the mine inspector. Well, he was due up here tonight. Oh,
well, why didn't you tell me that... Why, Mr. Jones, you're safe. Oh, my darling Mr. Jones.
No, I ain't safe, nother. Now, you go fix me a gargle and get me some hot water so as I can take a bath. Quick, Mrs. Jones, come on.
Say you more, but you have only about half an hour before midnight. Now, what about your mining claim?
Oh, I'll get her open, all right. But I got to have that hot water first. Now, quick, Mrs. Jones, you get back to the shack and heat it up.
Well, now, just a minute. What for, Mr. Jones?
Microbes.
Microbes?
Why, sure, them old buffler skins they had me covered with is full of them. Now, you hustle, Mrs. Jones, or you'll have yourself a dead man on your hands.
Well, it looks like our advice worked, Pancho.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco, Senor Morbid, get his claim open in time.
Si, Pancho.
And the mine inspector not too mad being knocked out and tied off.
He finally got over being mad, amigo.
He take those two hombres to the jail?
Si, he did.
And now Pancho and Cisco are now down in a warm climate.
Si, Pancho, and it all turned out for the best. Even Senor Morbid finally got his hot water.
Pancho think he in plenty hot water, Cisco, without getting into any more.
Well, he certainly was in hot water for a while.
Uh-huh.
It's a lucky thing for Senor Morbid that he has a very hard head.
See, like Pancho's head. But, Cisco, that hot water...
Well, what about the hot water, Chico?
It reminds Pancho of Pancho's Uncle Manuel.
Hot water reminds you of your Uncle Manuel?
Si, Cisco.
Well, why is that, Pancho?
Because Pancho's Uncle Manuel make a new invention, Cisco.
New invention with hot water?
Si, with hot water.
Well, now tell me, Pancho, what is this invention of your Uncle Manuel's?
He make all his hens sit in the hot water, Cisco.
But why does he make all his hens do that, amigo?
So they all can lay hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
That was The Cisco Kid, June 16th, 1953, The Saga of Morbid Jones. We're going to jump ahead a few months. December 12th, 1953, The Cisco Kid, The Gila Stallion.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pamelo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Gila Stallion. To some men of the Old West, a horse was only an easy means of covering long distances. Others looked upon their horses as a true and faithful companion of the long trails and thought of the horse's comfort before their own. And occasionally, there was a man who wanted a particular horse so much that he would resort to any crime in order to own it. It was while passing through the little town of Gila Forks that the Cisco Kid and the loyal Pancho became involved with such a man. Our story opens as Cisco and Pancho are riding leisurely down the street.
Gila Forks looks like a peaceful town, Pancho.
Maybe it's the town Pancho look for. Peace, much sleep, and good food.
Ah, that beautiful señorita, Pancho. Look, sitting in the buckboard there across the street.
Sitting in the north, Cisco and Pancho. She wave.
Oh, Cisco!
Santo, of course she knows us. That is Senorita Clara Lover. We will go and speak with her.
Go speak with the Senorita Logo.
Si. Hold up, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
one is this, senorita? It's a pleasure to see you again.
Big, big pleasure, senorita.
But you were riding right past without speaking, Cisco.
Ah, that is because you have grown so beautiful, we did not recognize you, senorita.
Oh, flatterer. But it has been 3 years since you were at the ranch, hasn't it?
See, 3 years, senorita.
But can't you not forget the wonderful food is there? Hmm?
We still have Wong, our old Chinese cook, Pancho.
Bueno.
You must visit us again now that you're so near.
Oh, you are very gracious, senorita. We will come and... Now, tell me, how is Senor Lovell?
Oh, Dad's fine, thanks. He's right in there in the saddle shop. He'll be out in a moment.
Bueno. We will wait and speak with him.
Look, Cisco. Three hombres come along the sidewalk and Pancho see the short one before. It's called Humor. He's a bad hombre.
And the big man is Mort Harney. He owns a ranch somewhere down below the border. He's got plenty of money, but no scruples.
I have heard of Harney. It is said of him that he made his money smuggling.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Dad now.
Harney hombre go to speak to him.
Hello,
Lovell.
Just a minute.
Yeah, hello, Harney. What can I do for you?
I was just about to ride up to your ranch, Lovell. We can talk right here.
Talk about what?
About that stallion of yours, Gila Sunshine. I'd like to buy him.
Sorry, Harney. Horse is not for sale.
Now, look, Lovell. I know the horse is the best in the Southwest, and I'm prepared to pay a good price.
I told you, Harney, Gila Sunshine is not for sale. Not at any price.
I'll give you $5,000. That's more than any horse is worth.
You're wasting your breath, Harney.
Why, you old fool, I'll shake some sense into you.
Oh, that brute!
Hey, Cisco, fix him, senorita.
Take your hands off, Senor Lovell, hombre.
Look out, Cisco, the short one.
I see him, Pancho.
Hey, sidewinder.
How'd you like the gunshot at your hand, hombre?
Do not reach for your other gun, hombre.
No man can do this to me and live, Cisco.
Pancho, take their guns, all of them.
It's a pleasure, Cisco. Pancho got all the guns, Cisco.
Bueno. Now unload them and give them back to the hombres.
I wish you hadn't mixed into this, Cisco. I appreciate your help, but it'll mean trouble for you.
I can take care of myself, Senor Lovell.
You think so, huh? I'll holster your gun and prove it.
Remember, Harney, you asked for this.
Nobody horns into my affairs, Cisco. This'll teach you.
Your hands are as clumsy as your brain, Harney. Your brain is so clumsy, you cannot understand anyone who values something more than money.
Break this to me, will you, you coyote? Why, I'll break every bone.
He go down and whoop like a big, big steer, Cisco. He's beautiful.
Now, get onto your feet, Harney, and apologize to Senor Lovell.
I guess I lost my head, Lovell. As for you, Cisco, we'll meet again. When we do, look out.
That goes for me, too, Cisco. I'll get you if it's the last thing I do.
Come, Yuma. Let's go. This coffee makes my jaw feel better, Yuma.
You hit on that Gila horse, boss.
Yes, I admit it. There ain't no horse like him.
The money won't get him, honey. You found that out this afternoon.
Yeah.
But there's a way.
Steal him?
Yeah. It's going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
What's the one thing, honey, you figure Lovell will think more of than he does that horse?
I don't know. Unless it's his daughter.
Right. If the girl should disappear, old Lovell would sure give that horse to get her back.
Yeah. Yeah, he would. Yuma, I gotta have that horse. I got to. We'll try it.
See, Cisco? Gila Sunshine's like a small boy. He delights in showing off to strangers.
See, Senor Lovell.
See the play of muscles under that golden coat? There's power for you.
And yet, Cisco, he's as gentle as a kitten. I can do anything with him. I'll go into the corral with him and show you.
You better be careful, Senorita.
Hey, that horse he bites you, no?
Oh, no. Here, Gila. Come, boy.
And, his ears are back. He's showing his teeth. Look out, senorita.
Madre mía.
Don't worry, Cisco. Just watch.
What do you give for a lump of sugar, Gila boy?
Horse not mad some more.
Look at him nuzzle her cheek, Cisco.
I would not have believed it, Senor Lovell.
So for sugar, I get a kiss, do I? All right, you beauty. Here it is. Now go and play, golden boy. Go! Well, what do you think of him, Cisco?
Oh, he's a wonderful horse, senorita. I can understand why Harney made his offer yesterday.
You know, Cisco, I'm worried about Harney. When that man goes after something, he stops it in nothing.
I think it'd be a good idea to have one of the hands sleep in the barn every night, Dad.
Well, I've already arranged for that, Clary. We can't afford to lose either, Sunshine. But I'd be willing to bet Harney tries to steal that horse.
It's the middle of the night, Cisco. What you do there at the window? Go back to bed.
Quieto, Pancho. I heard a noise that woke me up.
It's the old coyote sing, no?
No, it was like something.
Santo, that no coyote.
Dress quickly, Pancho. Something has happened here.
Something always happens when Pancho went to sleep.
Hurry, Pancho. I'm going to save your lover's room and waken him up. Say lover. Say lover.
Who is it?
It's I, Cisco. Get up quickly.
Be right with you, Cisco. What is it?
I heard something that woke me up. A moment later, I heard a scream from outside the house. Will you go to Senorita Clara's room and see if she is all right?
Yeah, sure. Come on. But you must have been dreaming, Cisco. Nothing could happen to Clary. Clary! Clary, you all right? Clary!
She does not answer.
Clary!
Something is wrong, senor. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I'll go in. Clary!
I will strike a match.
Great heavens, she's gone.
There's a struggle here. Chair tipped over. Window wide open and a... look there on the dresser. A note.
What is this, Cisco?
Wait, I will light the lamp so you can read it. There, now the note. What does it say, senor?
It says, Lovell, your daughter is being taken across the border. If you ever expect to see her again, you will take the Gila stallion to Green Spring at sundown on the 14th. Hobble the stallion, leave him there and ride out of the valley. Do this, and the girl will be returned unharmed.
How many of your riders are at the bunkhouse, senor?
Riders are five, Cisco.
You had better turn them out while I am getting dressed.
Yes, all right.
Pancho and I will do some riding on our own account. This time, that hombre Harney has gone too far.
It's most daylight. I'm satisfied the fools did exactly as I figured they would, Yuma. Rode into the hills to look for us and the girl. All of them.
But, Harney, I just saw a man come out of the house and go to the well for a bucket of water.
Yeah, that's just the old Chinaman that cooks for Lovell. He don't count.
So, we ride down to the ranch and take the Gila stallion, huh?
The sooner the better. Before Lovell or some of his riders come back. And we'll take the horse straight to the old prospector's shack where Slim and Pedro are taking the girl. And we'll all hit the old Indian trails for the border. Get up! Get up! Get up!
Why is Cisco and Pancho ride north from the rancho and Senor Lovell and his riders go south?
Because, Pancho, I do not believe the note Harney left in Senorita Clara's room.
Cisco think Harney bring the Senorita north?
Si, amigo. Uh-huh. But this is broken country.
Oh?
There are many acres of bare rock where Harney can hide his trail.
Uh-huh.
And there's another angle to that note which did not sound right.
What angle, huh?
That Harney should tell Senor Lovell to leave the Gila stallion for him in Green Spring Valley.
He's not good, Cisco.
Not for Harney. If he went into that small valley after the stallion, he'll be walking into a trap. And he is smart enough to know it.
Uh-huh.
I believe the note was left so everyone would leave the rancho in pursuit of him.
Oh, then Harney go back to the rancho and steal the horse.
I think that was his plan, Pancho.
Daylight comes soon. What we do, Cisco? We'll
start back to the rancho now.
Mm-hmm.
If I am wrong and everything at the rancho is all right, we will have lost no time. But then we can take Harney's trail and stay with it until we find Senorita Clara. Up, Gallop. Up, Gallop.
Nobody home, Yuma. It worked perfectly.
Oh,
come on there.
Oh, my. It's the old Chinaman. Coming out of the kitchen door now. He's got a gun in his hand.
Gun him down, Yuma. Now. Good shot, Yuma. He won't bother us anymore. Now, around the house to the barn. Get up. Here, get up. Here we are.
Hold it.
Leave our horses in the wagon shed there till we get a saddle on the stallion.
All right. Then nobody can see him from the hills, huh? Right. Hell on, horse.
Now, I'll take the saddle off my horse. There. Now, Yuma, we'll go to the barn and get this saddle on the heel of stallion.
You sure you can ride him, boss?
Yeah, I can ride anything. Come on.
Okay.
Hey.
Look at him kick at that stall.
Yeah, he's going to be a handful, all right. Yeah, we'll need another rope. Go get yours off your saddle, Yuma.
Aye.
Hey, company's coming, boss.
Huh?
That Cisco sidewinded his fat friend.
Yeah, let me see.
They got off their horses up there to the house.
Yeah.
They're coming down here to the barn afoot.
Yeah, quick. Hide behind that stack of bale hay there by the door. Let them come in. Step out behind them and shove your guns in their back.
Kill them, boss?
No. No, I got an account to settle with that Cisco hombre. And lucky thing we put the horses out of sight. Now, hurry, Yuma, hurry.
Yeah, sure.
Careful, Pancho. I think we will find what we're looking for.
Yeah, hurry, Cisco.
Say, Pancho. Get them up, hurry.
Sure, Cisco. Sure.
Get his gun, Pancho. I will take
one
the...
move, and I'll bore both of you. Drop them guns.
Ay, santo.
You better do as Yuma says, Cisco. He's got a mighty nervous trigger finger.
Well, Pancho, it looks as if we had better drop our guns.
Now, kick the guns over there by that grain box, Cisco.
As you say.
Cisco, you see this pitchfork handle? Well, I'm going to wear it out over you two. And Yuma?
I'm listening, boss.
If they make one single move to fight back, gun them. Kill them like you would a couple of rattlers. You understand? Cisco, you're going to get the beating of your life, starting right now.
It looks as if Cisco and Pancho are going to take a merciless beating. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Gila Stallion. Cisco and Pancho, having ridden half the night in search of Clara Lovell, suddenly divine Harney's plan and return to the Lovell Ranch. There they find Harney in the act of stealing the stallion, and as they cover Harney, Yuma, coming from behind, shoves his guns into their backs and disarms them. Then, as they stand defenseless under Yuma's deadly guns, Harney clubs them. Now, at the Lovell Ranch, the sun stands an hour high above the rim rock, and in a box stall in the barn...
Leave Pancho alone.
Pancho. Pancho, open your eyes.
Oh, Cisco. Pancho was killed. Pancho was killed dead.
Oh, not quite, amigo. Huh? We are tougher than Harney thought. Come, I will help you, and we will see if we can get to the watering trough outside the barn.
Oh.
Cold water on our heads will help.
Pancho's head like a big, big book with a fire. If only that coyote gave us a chance to fight back.
It took an unfair advantage, Pancho.
You started to fight back, Cisco, but just then Harney knocked you out with a pitchfork handle.
We are not through with Harney yet, Pancho. Come, we will go after that hombre right now.
Don't blame me, Miss Clara. I offered your old man a big price for the Gila horse. If he hadn't been pig-headed, you wouldn't be here.
Mort Harney, you'll hang for what you've done.
Not a chance. We'll hold up here for a couple of days and then start for the border. Yuma knows trails no one else ever heard of.
You'll never make it. The law may be weak in this territory, but my father's friends will find you.
You better not figure on that, Miss Clara. Better make up your mind to be mighty nice to the new owner of the Gila Stallion. And that new owner is me.
This is bad, Pancho. It's been an hour since we lost Harney's trail. There seems to be no end to this expanse of bare ledge.
Where is Cisco stabbed at top? What's Cisco look at, huh?
Long ridge up there, far to the north.
Where?
Watch it closely.
Huh?
I saw something flash there a moment ago. See, there it is again.
Pancho, see? Maybe the shiny rock.
No, it's not a rock.
No?
Moves. There again. Still farther along the ridge.
What do you think it is, Cisco?
The sun reflecting from a silver ornament on the saddle, or perhaps from the bright metal of a gun. I think it is Harney.
Hombre, a long way off, Pancho, think.
See, but Harney had a good start on us. We will stop looking for the lost tracks here and cut across country to that ridge.
See?
If it is Harney, we can pick up his trail again there. Come on up there,
Go, 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 go!
lucky we left the horses and scouted ahead on foot, Pancho.
Cisco see something?
Look just to the right of that big rock on the side of the slope.
Smoke. Little smoke.
See, there's an hombre behind that rock, and he has just lighted a cigarro.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look out. Harney has set to watch his back trail. Harney's camp must be very near.
We get the lookout, no?
See, and we must make no noise about it. Uh-huh. Wait, we'll take off our boots.
Yeah, thank you.
There. Now we'll make no noise on the rocks. Uh-huh. We'll move down to the big rock the hombre is sitting behind. I will climb the rock and drop down on him from above.
Pancho, carry the boot.
Gracias, amigo. Come, and do not make a sound, Pancho.
Yeah, not make a sound. Cisco, drop down now.
See.
I have you, hombre. Cisco, get him good. Cisco, knock that hombre cold.
We'll tie and gag him, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
This is the hombre who was with Harney and Yuma in Gila Forks yesterday.
What we do now, Cisco?
I will go ahead and try to locate Harney's camp. You, amigo, go back and get the horses. Bring them here and wait for me. Our work is just starting.
Now, I'm going to take the rope off your wrist, my girl, so you can eat. There.
I'm not hungry, Harney. I'm going outdoors.
You're staying right here in the cabin.
I'm going out.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, let me go, you beast. You're breaking my arm.
Do as I say, you little fool, and you won't get hurt. Now, get back to your chair.
I will not. There. This gun will make you keep your dirty hands off me, Mort Harney.
So you tricked me, did you? Lifted my gun in that little squabble, huh?
And if you touch me again, I'll use it.
What good do you think that gun will do you? You ain't got the nerve to shoot me. If you did, Yuma would sure... Well, Yuma ain't exactly gentle with women.
Hey, boss.
Huh?
Somebody coming afoot.
Now, you give me that gun.
Stand where you are, Harney.
That Cisco critter, boss.
Gun him down, Yuma. Gun him down. Give me that gun.
Stand still, Harney, or I'll kill you.
All right, Cisco. All right, quit.
Say, hombre, you are wise. Where is Senorita Lovell? Tell me, Yuma, before I split your head with this gun butt.
All right, easy, Cisco. She's in the cabin.
Here, Cisco, and here.
You think you've got me, do you, Claire? We'll see. I'll kick over this table.
Oh!
I'll see you later.
Senorita, you hurt? Here, let me help you.
Oh, I'm all right. Oh, quick, Cisco, outside. Get Harney. He just kicked the table against me and jumped out that window. Here's his gun.
Come on, go outside, Senorita.
Oh, look, Cisco. He's taking the picket rope off Hill of Sunshine.
Get away from that horse, hombre. Move away or I will shoot.
You won't shoot, Cisco. You're afraid you'll hit the horse. So long, Cisco.
Yeah, he is right, Senorita. At that distance, I might miss Harney and hit the horse. Oh, if only I had Diablo here.
Oh, you won't need Diablo, Cisco. Watch.
Santo, Gila Sunshine has turned. He's coming back.
And it'll take more than Mort Harney to stop him. Come on, boy!
You fight is with a gun or a gun. Speaking of bad hand, here's what they can do.
Oh, good. Give it to him, Cisco.
This is for the beating you gave Pancho and me. This is for killing poor old Wolf. Now that you aren't getting hurt is a different matter.
No.
Very well. You will end this fight right now.
Oh, he deserved that, Cisco. Every bit of it.
It's only part of what he deserves, Senorita. The law will attend to the rest.
Oh, Cisco. I was so frightened.
Look, Senorita. Riders are coming out of the gap.
Oh, yes, several riders. And they're coming fast.
And Pancho without horses. And the Yuma hombre. But who are the others?
Why, it's Dad. And, yes, that Sheriff Rayner with him.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm all right, Dad. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Looks like you've done a good job, Cisco. That Harney's had this coming to him for years.
Yeah, and he get it, too. Good.
Yeah, it'll be well to get handcuffs on him, Senor Sheriff, before he comes to.
Yeah, my deputy will tend to that, Cisco. Somebody take care of Yuma here.
Yeah, Cisco, how can I thank you?
Please, Senor, do not speak of thanks. Tell me instead how you happen to be here with the sheriff.
Well, after splitting up the boys and sending them to block the trails and passes leading to the border, I rode into town to ask the sheriff to give me more help. The sheriff come back to the ranch with me where we found poor old Wong dead and Gila Sunshine gone.
Aye, poor old Wong. And he a good cook, too.
Yeah. Well, we knew you'd mixed with Harney there, Cisco, by the signs of the fight in the barn. So we took your trail and rode like blazes.
And overtook Poncho back there in the gap, just as you met Yuma.
Say, what about this other man of Harney, Cisco? That lookout Poncho told us about.
Oh, he is back at the far end of the gap. He's well tied up with a rope.
Yeah. Well, we'll pick him up on the way out. We better get going if we expect to make the ranch before dark.
Oh, Cisco, you don't know how wonderful it is to be back at the ranch again.
Oh, of course it is, Senorita.
And to know that Harney and his men are on their way to prison.
Si, Senorita. Well, now I must say adios and ride on. Pancho is going to bring the horses.
Cisco, after all you've done for us, it isn't easy to say goodbye. That's Gila Sunshine down in his corral. That's his way of saying his thanks and goodbye. But I'm going to say mine.
Si, Senorita?
Like this.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
And that a very beautiful book, Senorita Lovell gave Pancho.
Oh, so the Senorita Lovell gave you a beautiful book, eh? Oh, that was very nice of the Senorita. Tell me, what is it?
Pancho, not know. It's just a book.
Well, I know it is a book, but what is the title?
It's not a title. It's a book.
Look, Pancho, I mean, what is the book called, amigo?
It's called Book. Just Book.
Oh, Book.
Senorita say if Pancho followed the book, it broadened Pancho.
Well, that is a good book to have. One that will broaden you. But you cannot read, Pancho.
See, Cisco, you take the book and tell Pancho what it is. And Pancho want to know how the book broadened Pancho.
Well, amigo, This is a cookbook.
Oh, it's a cookbook. Well, that broadened Pancho, no?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
That was The Cisco Kid, December 12th, 1953, The Gila Stallion. This is about going to wrap it up for my presentation here on Michael Saturday Surprise for this Saturday. Before I turn the mic back over to you guys for your comments, let me remind you all about our upcoming marathon to be held on the Zoom platform May 4, 9 to 9 Pacific, noon to midnight Eastern. Until Joy says that it's my turn to come up to this microphone again, you guys have yourselves a good night, a good weekend. Bye for now.